This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we're discussing who exactly here is claiming to be a victim. I will point out that the college professor here attempted to sue the university before a federal court by claiming to be a victim whose rights were violated.
Correct.
Well, from what while violating
the other victim in the story, violating her rights, according to school policy.
But we don't know who made the complaint here.
You have no reason
to assume that.
Well, I'm going back to a year-old article written
from Breitbart.
Breitbart.
Yes.
And according to that article, she was the one who complained. I mean, how else would anyone find out?
Well, other students would complain.
In this day and age, yes, you could definitely have...
Well, I know that for a fact. At my main job, they fired someone for misgendering me. I didn't even have anything to do with that. I never even knew what had happened. And this person was fired.
Who complained? Did you ever find out which one of your coworkers?
No one complained. It was the manager to whom he was speaking when he misgendered me. He was fired on the spot.
This year? Holy crap.
Last year at some point.
Oh, I'm glad I... Oh, well, yeah, it's the times
are
changing.
And he didn't do it repeatedly. I mean, he made it clear after she even attempted to explain to him, oh, hey, this person you're referring to is trans. Well, he just kept doing it anyway. So she's like, oh,
yeah, but was it out of But was it out of ignorance? Or was it intentional, I don't know...
Does
like,
it matter? Does it matter? Once they have it explained to them, hey, this person prefers to go by she.
Yeah, the guy could be slow.
But he had explicitly stated to him and continued going he.
So it was like this.
How slow can you be?
It was like this professor.
I mean, if you're that slow, you're too slow to do the job.
Well, that's maybe that was the point. Hey, we got it. What's the best way to get rid of this guy who isn't? He's calling in all the time. I don't know. Let's use this as an excuse to get rid of him.
Anyway, the point is that I never even had anything to do with it. And you would be out there if this story had made national headlines saying, oh, well, Aria is clearly one of these SJWs claiming...
No. I'm talking about Jane Doe, who was getting
and
all
Breitbart,
up in this guy...
Breitbart would certainly
get all up in this professor's face because she is, you know, she's a member of this new victim culture.
But she's not the one claiming to be a victim. The professor is. The professor who literally tried to sue the university.
They are both claiming to be victims.
We don't know what claim she has made.
And by the way, this guy, this professor...
You're assuming she's made claims because of your perceptions, because of your bias against trans people. You're assuming that she has claimed to be the victim.
Because
of your discriminatory behavior and viewpoints of trans people, you are making that assumption.
The school is claiming she's a victim.
Yes, but we don't know what she has claimed.
It could have been just like your employer who made a decision on your behalf. You are correct. So the school is claiming that this Jane Doe is a victim, yes.
Yes.
I believe from personal experience that she probably also believes that she's a victim.
That's just my... You recognize this, right?
This is
a bias against trans people.
And this policy forced upon this professor, I believe, is also discrimination. The problem here is that we can't have a private entity, this private school, with this policy that could fire anyone they want to, based on whatever reason, just like Johnson was saying in the last segment. The fact that it's a public school, now you have to take into account all kinds of people. You got to take into account the bigots. You got to take into account the woke. You got to take into account me, who's just a kind of a bystander, just kind of seeing it from a distance, because it's public. That's the problem. The problem is that you have a public entity, and you have all kinds of different opinions in play now.
I don't see how that distinction matters.
Because the
professor is still hired to do a job, which he is literally not doing by alienating one of his students.
And he disagrees with the policy. that's been forced upon him.
Then he can find a new job.
Well,
it hasn't been forced upon him. He opted to take that job.
He agreed to that policy when he took the job. Back in the mid-90s, the policy is new.
Then he agreed to it by continuing to work there.
Okay, well, he needs to leave.
Yeah.
But
he's going, no, I'm a victim. My freedom of religion, my free speech were violated. I need to sue the university.
I actually think he's a lawsuit a liability. He's probably following the money, he's looking at the news and seeing what he can get away with. So, I mean, just from that standpoint, I already don't agree with the guy. I think he's a lawsuit finder. But I still argue, man, he is being discriminated against. This policy discriminates against him because he has his own opinions. He's working in a public place. He should be able to say whatever he wants as long as he's teaching the kids and as long as he's not actually bullying, like coming out and saying, hey, you tranny.
For a lot of trans people,
never going to make it in this world.
For a lot of trans people who struggle with, you know, suicidal ideation and things like that, this is literally bullying. I get that you don't see it as bullying because you've never experienced it and had to deal with it. But, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, well, getting called fat isn't bullying either. Just suck it up and deal with it. Sticks and stones or whatever. But it is bullying.
Well, that's like Johnson was saying. That's the world that we came from. And it wasn't that. It was actually, I could see it actually starting to tame down in the
90s. So you're not against bullying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely I'm against it. But I'm telling you that.
But you want to go sticks and stones in response to it.
Because some people.
Then you're not against bullying.
It's all in the eye of the beholder. Some people have no spines. Some people can't. The first story we were talking about, South Park. I grew up watching South Park. They criticize everybody. They make fun of everybody. And a lot of people who don't understand South Park don't have a spine. They can't accept criticism. It's all PC. It's all religious.
I mean, speaking of people who can't accept criticism, you're arguing that this person who works for this university should be protected from criticism because he's a...
No. Not criticism. I think the court of
public... the termination of his employment.
I think the court of public opinion should come down hard on this guy and call him what he is, a bigot. But what I'm saying is he is being discriminated against based on his opinion. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying both Jane Doe and this professor are wrong, and the school are wrong.
I get what you're saying. So it's like I'm being discriminated against because the law prohibits me from going out and chopping people's heads off.
No,
right?
From being a bigot. I would never. No, we're not talking about murder here. We're talking about his opinions and him hating and or not liking differing opinions. He's a bigot.
And you believe. That he has a right to not be disciplined for that.
No. I believe that he has a right to be a bigot.
Yes, and not be disciplined for that without violating his rights.
The policy that has come into play, he needs to take a look at it, and he needs to make a decision whether he wants to continue working for the school or to move on.
But he did continue working for the school, so what part of his rights were violated when he made this choice to continue working for them?
He claims freedom of speech.
He also
freedom of religion.
Yes, but he also agreed to this non-discriminatory policy.
I don't know that he did. I don't know that he ever signed it. Like I said, according to that other article, it was just a memo that came across his desk and no one actually signed it. So who knows?
Well, you don't have to sign an agreement. I mean, if your employer tells you, hey, by the way, you can't do this thing anymore, that's a one-way street. You don't get to go, oh, well, no, I don't consent to this, but I'm going to continue working here, and I'm just going to continue doing it anyway.
I'm wondering how many policies that I have signed off on that I never read, the ELU.
Those are acknowledgement of received the policy. Acknowledgement of agreeing.
By accepting his paycheck the next week that, yeah, he is acknowledging that he has, in fact...
Submitted. Yeah.
Correct.
And then he wants to go out and claim to be a victim whose rights were violated.
Correct.
Because he violated this policy that he agreed to. So it seems like the only person here claiming to be a victim is the professor.
Well, and the school, on behalf of Jane Doe.
I don't know that the school is claiming, well, the school is claiming that Jane Doe.
The school is claiming that they're firing him for a reason.
Well, disciplining him. So
and that reason is that he was creating a victim.
The school originally disciplined him, and we don't know what that was, whether it was just a slap on the wrist or whether he got docked pay or something. But he was disciplined, and he decided he was going to chase a lawsuit.
Yeah. Because it's been lucrative. Well, actually, it hasn't worked out for any of these people who have tried this, has it? Like the bakery in Colorado, it didn't work out for them.
Not this guy, it didn't.
855-450-3733.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FDL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. Let's go to the phones. We got Mortified Penguin calling via Discord.FreeTalkLive.com. Or Supreme Team is how he's currently known. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yep, as in Vermin Supreme. I was listening to the show earlier, you talking about South Park, and that's totally where I came up with this idea of the call. So it's not really reflecting what you guys were just talking about now, but it ties it. You're kind of saying that South Park kind of takes on a lot of, and I do agree that it kind of attacks earnestness in some way, and you can see it in different ways, but that it takes on the left and a lot of social justice issues, and it actually does take on other people on other sides do. It took on Mormonism and Scientology, a lot of different things, and that's true. But
see, my view of South Park is that on social issues, it's pretty much as far left as anyone could get. It's anti-racism. It's pro-LGBTQ. It's pro-women's rights. It's pro-abortion or pro-choice. As far as social issues go, I can't imagine a more left-leaning show.
Yeah, and then that could be true. I mean, I've been watching it a really, really long time, probably longer than any of y'all from what you talked about it. But, you know, I just think that this idea that, that making fun of you know, social justice warriors and feminists and the like that somehow, kind of, you know, libertarian. But I mean, there's plenty of people that consider themselves in the libertarian anarchist spectrum that, you know, consider a radical feminism and gender liberation and anti-colonialism is inseparable from their anarchist and libertarian beliefs. And so when you mentioned the Robin Hooders, I've seen the segment and stuff, and when the shoe's on the other foot, I mean, it kind of, you know, it's kind of like, how does that make you feel? Because I think the Robin Hooders looked absolutely ridiculous up there, and they were, you know, kind of ridiculed by their own words. And I think the people, you know, key activists do a good job, but, you know, when the shoe's on the other foot, it's kind of like you can kind of see it from that perspective.
You bring up a good point because we didn't cover. Arya, you actually got to see about 4 minutes of the Stephen Colbert Robin Hood report. What was your take from those 4 minutes?
It was hilarious. It was exactly what I would expect from the Colbert report.
But from what you saw, who was made out to be the jokers? Was it the activists or was it the city?
Well, I only watched the first 4 minutes, so they barely got to the city. Both, actually. I mean, it didn't exactly paint the city councilman in a polite light either.
I didn't see any of that. I saw him as looking. He had all of the choice words. I thought he came off looking like a city councilor should, you know, representing the people and looking down on us, on these silly activists, and like, quote, I don't, you know, when they figure out what they're all about, they need to send me a memo because I don't know. I mean, it was, he had the spotlight.
But I found the entire thing to be making fun of the issue as a whole. Not just the free caners or the Robin Hooders for making an issue out of parking tickets and saying they felt like superheroes and things like that, but simultaneously mocking the city council people who considered this an important enough issue.
But as far as putting the shoe on the other foot, like Mortified is talking about, yes, the response from the anarchists, the libertarians, the voluntarists in this region, because of that Colbert report, was very decided. They said that we were ruining liberty. we were actually losing people. You know, what is it? What do they say about bad attention? You know, is it [S2] Mm. [S1] Are you actually achieving? Your intended.
Well, according to what Ian said, the activists played along. I mean, they brought the Robin Hood hat and some other props and things like that the activists wore in right. order to make themselves look silly.
Which I think was a mistake. And,
why? And because, would you rather them actually wear a Superman costume running through the streets?
No. I think they should have worn what they always wore, just their regular getup. This takes us all the way back to do I even agree with the whole Robin Hooding scenario? I don't even know what was trying to be accomplished all those years.
Keeping people from getting parking tickets.
Yeah, but James...
And depriving the city of money because they make revenue off of that.
Yeah, but they weren't depriving them from revenue from tickets, yes. Yeah. But they were feeding the meters, so the city was still getting the money.
The city gets a lot more money from tickets than... when it's a $5 ticket on a $0.25, you know... parking meter fee.
Well,
you're saving someone $5 off of, you know, 25 cents or a dollar or whatever. Clearly, you're minimizing the returns. They were depriving the city of significant amounts of income.
Correct. But when you sat down with Robin Hood, James Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
even in that first segment, he couldn't describe what he was doing. He couldn't describe what it was all about. It was like a karma thing or something. It was never about depriving the city of money. I don't think the city lost that much money. Actually, they did.
I mean, wasn't it you who said they lost $100,000 trying to fight this?
No, we did. The city taxpayer on their frivolous lawsuit against Robin Hood.
Well, that's the way it always works.
Yes, right. Correct. But it was as far as the the actual meters. No, I think it was the they did lose some money on the tickets, but we're only talking about a few thousand.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's true. You have a perspective as locals, and it's kind of part of that community. And you see how it kind of looks to the general public and to the larger freedom migration. I mean, when you're not in that particular specific keen area, kind of anarcho-capitalist activist milieu, you know, it didn't make a whole lot of sense, and I guess it was open for ridicule. But you know, it's all a matter of perspective. Like you're right there. There and you have a little bit of a different perspective, but it's kind of open for ridicule from the perspective of the general public. It does kind of seem strange.
Mortified Penguin, thank you so much for the call. I never saw the episode in question. I did watch a lot of the Colbert Report back when it ran alongside, you know, Jon Stewart. I found it was pretty amusing. I don't know that it really made anyone look especially ridiculous. Of course, I wasn't able to watch the entire clip. 855-450-3733.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been issuing pardons, one to former San Francisco 49ers owner Edward DeBartolo Jr. Former 49ers stars Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, and Charles Haley were at the White House for the signing ceremony. Also, Junk Bond King, Michael Milken, and former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick. There were other pardons as well, and a commutation for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. President Trump also claims to know the identity of the author known as Anonymous. That's the senior administration official who wrote an Inside the White House account that painted the president as inept and dangerous. He was asked, who is it?
Can't tell you that.
Why not?
But I know. But we won't get into it. People know it's a fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And a lot of people are retiring, and they're worried that, you know, the government is going to decimate their retirement savings because that's not unheard of for the government. So Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less without spending a single dollar more than you're currently spending. And who isn't concerned with the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion? You should really take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of just building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies to save money without penalties and with as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Form, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at CFOproject.com. Again, that's CFO-project.com. Now, Johnson, you have a story.
Before we get into that story, though, because we were continuing on this issue about speech and whatnot. I kind of want to play devil's advocate. I'm half devil's advocating and half kind of believe what I'm about to say, so I'm going to start a fight.
Okay.
Always
fun.
Yeah. So what I'm wondering here is whether or not you can see the, I don't know if danger is the correct word, but the problem with even when you're talking about, you know, where it's somebody's job, right, or where it's somebody's, you know, expectation for how someone is supposed to behave in a particular role, this sort of creeping, I guess, respect for the idiotic ideas of young people that are demanding things nowadays. Conan has just referred to it as woke culture. But so the idea
now
that
let's
I have,
get away from that. Let's be specific. What specific ideas being advocated by young people that are stupid are you referring to?
Okay, so like for example, so this whole story has been about a professor misgendering someone.
Uh-huh.
So my question is like how far, like when, where does this lead to? So my next immediate thought was, well, then is it also going to be not okay to misspecies someone's other kin if they're a furry, you know, and you don't call someone by, you know, wolf, whatever, or bunny, or what, you know, like what terminology is going to be the next thing to be demanded? What if I get a title in the Universal Life Church and I demand to be called master? You know, like what's the next?
Where does it stop?
Yeah, where does this stop? Because this.
Well, there are several questions there, and I think we can answer them. I mean, how many times in your life have you, honestly, in casual conversation or in daily interactions with people, referred to their species? It has to be. I mean, you're not going up to people, hello, human, how are you today?
It depends. Is that person demanding it?
Yeah, not yet. But I like the furry argument. That I could see that in the next couple of years.
It's already...
No. I know. It's already big.
Anybody who's on Twitch sees these things far in advance of the rest.
Yeah,
of.
But I'm talking about students actually going to class in their costume, or in their skin, I'm sorry, and claiming, hey, look, I'm Wolf today. I would like you to refer to me as Wolf Smith. That's my name. I'm a wolf. And where does the professor go with that?
You know, I could see...
Why not just refer to them as Wolf?
I could definitely see a certain subset of young women demanding to be called Queen.
If Johnson...
Preceded by Yas.
If Johnson asked me to refer to him as Wolf from here on out, I would look at him like he was stupid, and I'd be like, are you serious? And he'd be like, I am adamantly serious.
Actually,
and I'd be like,
no, I want to go by Yas Queen.
And I would be like, all right, if you're totally serious, I'll just refer to you as Yas Queen from now on. But if... the city of Keene came down, sent me a letter tomorrow saying, oh, by the way, anyone who wants to be Yas Queen or Wolf or human from here on out, you have to. Otherwise, they could sue you. There'd
be disciplinary
actions.
The state mandating anything is a separate issue from how we should handle things as a society and as individuals.
That was my whole argument last section. That was my whole argument.
No, your whole argument was that his rights were violated because he... has free speech rights to misgender the student.
He has rights to be a bigot.
See, but you're taking
he's
the
in
government.
A, he is
you're,
in a,
no, you're he, putting government in this equation and then saying, no, I'm saying the government has nothing to do with
government
it.
Is part of this equation. It's part of the conversation that we're having.
That's a separate issue.
He is in a public entity. If he wants to be a bigot, he has that right.
But he does, but he doesn't have the right to not have any consequences from that.
If it was private... yes, he should be fired immediately or disciplined.
Okay, well, you can't say your whole point is that this is how we handle it as individuals versus how we handle it with the state, and then immediately inject the state into that.
I haven't injected the state. The state is
when
a part.
When you start talking about rights and public versus private, you are injecting the state into the
conversation. No, I haven't injected it. The state is part of this argument that we're having. It's already there.
And that's a different discussion.
All right.
See, I see this.
You're saying, okay,
I
call
see
this
from
an
entirely different perspective. So the perspective that they're bringing up, and the reason why I asked you, if you saw, and I said, I'm not sure that the word danger is the appropriate word, but it's good enough. In this, what I see as probably a slippery slope of where you're compelling people to speech in... what is, yes, we have a legal framework that seems to be developing, and you're getting people, you know, fired from jobs, and there's, you know, possible fines and criminality to this thing, especially like in Canada. But my concern is also culturally. There's a culture that's being built around this that...
right, and that's the part that fascinates me. The governmental aspect, the coercion, the force, all of that, that's immoral off the bat.
Right.
I don't see any reason to discuss it further.
But when you, in the cultural aspect, I see, like, yes, there's the idea that there should be some sort of respect, right? But I've also always come from the idea that, one, respect should be earned, but then again, I also feel like disrespect should be earned to a certain extent, too. But, you know, that there should be just like a flat kind of baseline of nothing, you know, until someone has either earned respect or disrespect. But I just don't know this sort of compelling people to behave in any particular way and thinking that's okay. Like, it's just perpetuating entitlement in my mind.
Well, I would certainly agree that compelling anyone to do anything with the force of government is immoral.
I think compelling someone to do something even without the force of government, though, is in some respects immoral.
Well, I think I would argue that compelling someone by definition makes them a government.
Maybe. But I think that there are things that you can do to compel someone to be a government.
If you can opt out, I would say no. So if you can just leave that job without any consequences, I think no. But if you if you're stuck, then yes, government, all the way, involuntary, I'm stuck in this, the decision has been forced on me.
Yeah, see, I think that there's all sorts of levels of persuasion and things that can be taken from people without it being a government. Government implies violence to a very specific level that, you know, escalates to eventual death or imprisonment. That's government. There are a whole bunch of levels of things that you might not want to miss out on that can compel you to certain behavior without it being a government.
Okay.
So, I think that there's possible steps to compel someone to action without necessarily it being a form of governance, and that...
I would say there are ways to entice people to action.
Potentially.
But not necessarily compel them.
Well, it depends. If you're using kind of a carrot or a stick, right? If you're using the stick, then you're trying to compel someone to action as opposed to enticing them to action with the carrot, right? If you're going to use that carrot and stick analogy.
I thought the carrot and stick analogy was like attaching the carrot to a stick with a string.
No, you do both of them.
Well, it's also hitting somebody.
Either getting hit or getting a gift.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's like you're either, you know, being led along or with a reward or being hit.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. And if you're quick, you can still get on the air with us at toll-free numbers, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jonathan.
And Conan.
I want to say thank you to Izzy, who is tonight's amplifier, a gold amplifier, in fact, which means that Izzy gives $25 per month to the AMP program. And, of course, we don't ask that much. All we ask to join the AMP program is $5 per month. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, and you want to help it reach a larger audience, you might consider donating to the AMP program because that's money that is used specifically to advertise, market, and promote. Free Talk Live, hence its name. It also has a bunch of cool little perks like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only chat rooms, all of which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com, or you can just read more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. So, Izzy, thank you very much for your contributions, and we hope you continue amplifying the show.
So, Melanie, who is one of the other hosts, Monday night, I think?
Sunday night.
Okay. Host of the show asked a question that said, ask Conan if the professor or if a professor has a free speech right to not call on female or black students, right? And this is exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about the danger, right? Because, okay, you can say that, right? And when a question is asked like that, your gut reaction is to go, well, of course not, because then that professor is obviously racist and, you know, we can't have that. This person needs to be fired immediately. But then the opposite. Here's the opposite. How do we know how often that professor is actually calling on black and female students? Maybe they're just doing it every so often as a token gesture to not get fired. So clearly what we need is we need an organization that files reports and has we need to have tax dollars go to put a person who logs how often to make sure that it's demographically accurate to how many females and blacks are in the class, each class, and then statistically matches up with the variation, and if his professor, especially if that professor is white or male, gets fired because clearly they are part of the, you know, patriarchal, white power authoritarian nature that runs everything. So we need to have a government organization specifically for documenting these things. Like, and we need to make sure that it's very okay. Well, you know, that there's an administration that we, you know, have privacy rights on it. It's exactly like how healthcare has become the nightmare that it is.
By the way,
let me stop you here because
Hollywood already does that with their Disney movies.
None of this was suggested by Melanie's question.
She wants to know if it's a free speech right, and no, if your job as a professor is to actually educate these kids, and the act of calling on these kids, these students, is part of their education, then no, you wouldn't have a free speech right to deny them an education.
Again, I'm willing to jump on the bandwagon of saying, okay, call me a racist if you want to, but I say, yeah, absolutely, don't do that. But at some point, you're
going
to get...
pointing at the student and going, let him answer the question... is literally not calling on that student. It's calling on this mythological fantasy student that the professor has imagined in their head. The student themselves is not getting called on because they're not a he. So the professor is literally not calling on this student because the student is a female or transgender. I mean, you can sigh and roll your eyes at it, but that's your own argument.
Because I'm having a hard time dealing with it.
Hey, Erica, answer this question. Would you feel like I was actually asking you to answer the question?
Dude, I was in drill camp. Getting called a Nancy back in the 90s was the thing.
I'm not calling you a Nancy.
No,
okay.
I am having a hard time with this name calling. Hurting my feelings, this micro aggression, hurting someone's feelings is what I'm having a hard time rolling over, which is what the argument is here. This person, this bigot has refused to call the person by their preferred pronoun, which you say is name calling. The act of not actually using the proper term is name calling, or not using it at all, which we're not even sure what actually happened. Because it doesn't.
Well, the professor repeatedly referred to the student as he and him.
According to
the artist.
So name calling, and
yeah,
I go back to the sticks and stones argument, and it's not like I'm not actually. It's not like I'm kicking the kid out of my class.
So if a professor did call on his black students but said, "Hey, N-word, answer the question," he would have a free speech right to that.
In a public, all right, good. Here's that. It's public. It's a public entity.
So we can hire professors.
No. All right. So what I am saying is, the court of public opinion needs to take this guy to task if he was to do this. But it's public. It's public money. He has a right to be a bigot, to be a racist, to be all of these things. Which is my argument why against having a public entity, period. Having public grounds, period. That's why we need to get rid of them.
Get more rights when you work for the government.
No, you have all of the rights. It's not that you get them all. You have them all. If you go
you don't have the right to continue working for an employer.
If you go work for a third,
going around spouting racist things
correct.
All day every day.
If you go work for a third party, a private entity, you lose rights.
Right.
You
so
lose
if
them.
You work for the government, you gain more rights.
You don't gain them. You have them. You when you wake up in the morning,
you're
you have them all.
Signing them away.
You have them all when you wake up.
You don't have the right to continue working for an employer, though. That's a non-existent right.
A private employer.
Yeah, it's not a right that exists.
Correct. They can fire
so
you. They can fire you anytime.
Right.
It does
right.
exist if you're working for a government.
No, it's created by the government.
No, it's protected. It's
how?
Because
but it
that's
exist.
Their job. No, no, no. That's
it doesn't exist
no,
until the government
their
creates
job.
It and hires you.
That is their job to protect your rights that you woke up with this morning.
They are created, but you don't wake up with the right to continue working for an employer. You just admitted
that. A private employer.
Right.
A private employer
can
do whatever they want.
By working for the created government that created this right, where they can't fire you for saying racist things, they have created a right and bestowed it upon you.
No, they haven't created it. Government can't create anything.
You're saying they're giving you this right.
They're not giving you a right.
But you don't already have this right without the context of the government.
No, they're not giving you anything. They are supposed to protect your right to be a bigot.
But without the government, that right doesn't exist.
All right. Well, you have the argument of if we're a democracy,
the government is creating that right.
That's not what a lot of people believe. But people don't believe that rights come from government.
All right. Your God-given rights, which are all of them,
and nowhere in that is the right to continue working for an employer,
which don't prevent you from getting punched in the mouth when you walk out of your door because you're you're a butthead. What's that, something different? That's all the government's intention. That is their job, is to protect your rights to be a punk, to be a douchebag.
Yes, but that's not what we're talking about here.
No, we are talking about this.
Well, we're talking about the right to continue working for an employer regardless of your behavior.
So, yes, the big argument is private versus public.
Yes, and when you go to the public, you suddenly have this magical right to continue working for this employer regardless of your behavior.
Okay, we're going to have to not...
doesn't exist in the free market in the context of private entities.
It does. The right exists. It's taken away from you. It's not that it doesn't exist
anymore.
Who takes
away this right for you to continue working for employees despite being a jerk?
Everyone has rules. When you walk into my house, I have particular rules.
I don't have the right to walk into your house, though.
I have the right to kick you out.
I don't have the right to enter without you giving me permission.
You're coming to my house. I have rules. If you don't follow them, I kick you out.
That's not the point. I don't have the right to enter your house in the first place.
I just invited you in. You can come work for me in my university.
You granted me permission. That's not giving me a right.
Here's the policy.
Conan,
here's the policy.
There's a difference between these words. Granting me permission to do something is not granting me a right. It's granting me permission to do something.
God, man.
So
there is
the difference between a private employer.
If you come at me from the position that government granting permission to do things is equal to bestowing a right, then you are saying that government granting permissions gives people rights.
No, government doesn't
give
anyone rights.
You're saying that giving me permission to enter your house gives me the right to enter your house. So government granting people permission to do things gives people those rights to do things. That's your argument. And I'm sorry if that tastes bitter to you, but maybe you should reflect on that and change your position and recognize the differences between permissions and rights.
I didn't know we were talking about permissions. I thought we were talking about rights.
You're confusing the two. You're granting me permission and calling it a right, but it's a permission that you're granting me.
Government doesn't grant you permissions or rights.
They literally grant permissions.
In the form of like licensing, yes. I'm going to think about this for the next week.
Awesome. This has been Free Talk Live. Head on over to the show archives at freetalklive.com to check out the archive going back more than 10 years. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University's online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.